This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. Download that app. You can take us on the go wherever you are. And of course, you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Bish Cakes, EB, and JP are going to take your calls on the Deebo Samuel deal here shortly. But a reminder, got a great new promo, Buckets and Bets. We're going to give you a word of the day, a keyword, three times during the show. Stay tuned for that, and you can win a trip to fly away to Florida to Buckets and Bets, March 20th to the 23rd, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino. Get to enjoy all the hoops, all the buzzer beaters on a massive LED screen. Enjoy real-time betting action. So that is coming up shortly, but three times during the show all week for Buckets and Bets. So the Deebo Samuel deal, we all seem like we're into it, but I was looking at some of the social media reaction, the most positive. And you can vote on our poll at Junks Radio. But here's an example of somebody who didn't feel so good about it. Leonardo writes, 2 years ago, it would have been an A. Now, he's almost 30, downhill, and costs almost $20 million. F!
An F.
Well, it's, I mean, 1 year.
It's a lot of people that say that, JP, honestly, they're not even Skins fans.
It's a one-year rental. Like, you're not getting married to Deebo Samuel. You're having a quick fling with Deebo Samuel to see if it develops into something further down the road.
I like it.
Like you're not locked in for 5 years with Deebo Samuel.
We're just in it for the quick sex.
Yeah. You didn't give up a second round pick. You gave up a fifth rounder.
And if you wanted him 2 years ago, you'd have to give up a lot more than a fifth rounder.
First round. Here's another one from Mark. I always think GM's teams generally know better than fans. So if a fifth was the best offer on the table, there's a reason for that. Especially given that there are a number of teams that need wide receiver help. See the Patriots. He had an attitude problem in San Francisco. Maybe he brings it with him. Maybe he doesn't. Get your popcorn ready.
Look, he's a little feisty.
He's got a little bit of wide receiver diva to him, but there are a lot of those guys. Like, Commanders fans are so spoiled that they have Terry McLaurin, who's the complete opposite of a wide receiver diva. Mm-hmm. Look around the league. These guys are everywhere. Jamar Chase has some of it. We know Stephon Diggs has some of it. I mean, most of the top-tier wideouts have some sort of, like, they got a little head case to them. Tyreek Hill. Yeah. Like, tons of these guys have a little bit of baggage. But to acquire him for a fifth-round pick is basically you're stealing him off the scrap heap.
But they did steal him.
Right. And again, it's for 1 year. He has 1 year left on his deal. And Deebo needs to have a huge year to get that 3 or 4 year deal at the big money that he's looking for.
And you just said it. That's the reason that the fifth rounder got him, because he is in the last year of his deal.
Right.
No one's going to give up a second or third, even a fourth, for a guy who's got 1 year left on his deal.
Correct.
if he had 2 years left on his deal, fifth rounder wouldn't have got him.
Right.
800-636-1067. Want to hear from you. You can grade the trade. Almost everybody is going A or B. There's almost nobody going C or lower.
All the people I saw trashing it were just like Cowboy fans that like to get into it, Eagles fans just kind of mocking us. That's what I saw. Now, maybe there are some that, you know.
I think there are some Commanders fans who are disappointed and thought that maybe they should have taken a bigger swing. People are obsessed with T. Higgins. Mm-hmm. It seems like Cincinnati's going to keep him. I mean,
that's Super Cowboys Mark Skip Bayless basically shot a video on Twitter. He was borderline crying about the fact that the Commanders acquired Deebo Samuel and that Jerry Jones is kind of sitting on his hands and not doing a lot to improve the Cowboys roster. Like, I think it's generally viewed as a positive deal for the Commanders. Will you have detractors because he's 29 and had kind of a down stat year last year? Sure. But it's a low-risk gamble that could pay off big.
Definitely.
But there are reasons he had a down stat year.
Right.
Pay attention. And look, T. Higgins, he had injuries too. He's had injuries the last 2 years.
Right. And last
so why
time
do
I
you
checked,
want to go all in and give $30 million a year to T. Higgins, like, who also has injuries?
Like having an oblique strain and pneumonia? Like, that's not like tearing your Achilles.
Right.
Like those you can recover from and pretty much be 100%. I would think.
All right, let's go to the phones. 800-636-1067. Do want to hear from some people who are negative. I think the negatives are, from most people, are the injury history, which I think is maybe overblown, and then attitude, which is an unknown.
The only thing I would say is that Adam Peters knows his attitude. Yep. Anthony Lynn knows his attitude. Right. They know what they're
getting. And you bring him into the room with Dan Quinn, who everybody, all the players raved about in the most recent survey.
A-plus, right?
Yeah, he's going to get Deebo in line and part of the brotherhood. Don't worry about that part.
I'm not worried about
that. Like, that's going to be taken care of in-house.
Right. All right, let's go to Nick in Stafford. Hey, Nick, what's up, man?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Nick.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I think the trade was a slam dunk home run, but my concern is that they only gave up a fifth-round pick. And Terry McLaurin is 29 also. So why are people, I guess this is a question for Bish.
Yeah.
Why are people so concerned about his age? And he's relatively healthy. I mean, and he could provide a depth at the backfield and slot, all that good stuff, and really help give Jason Daniels another weapon.
Well,
just to answer your first question, I think that people start freaking out when you get close to 30 with the NFL players, you know, wide receivers, running backs, but he can still, look, he's 29. That's a young dude. He can still produce. And the reason a fifth rounder got him is, we've kind of talked about it, is he's in the last year of his deal. So that's the reason he was kind of cheap. He was a cheap sell. But he had a down year last year because he had some nagging injuries, and you just have to assume those are going to be gone. Mm-hmm. If he gets hurt again, okay, you can't control that.
You know, also had a down year like the previous two or three years, Zach Ertz.
Yeah,
you know
that's right.
I mean? It happens, and I
think that Deebo just wanted a different. He just wanted to play somewhere different because he wanted a bigger contract. They gave him an extension in 2022, but then he had the down year. And he wanted another extension. And John Lynch said, dude, we can't pay you. We just paid Ayuk. Mm-hmm. We got to pay Brock Purdy. We got Kittle coming up soon. We just don't have the money.
And I don't think you can overstate how much effect getting pneumonia in the middle of the season affects a guy who's running around all the time as part as the primary requirement for his job.
Yeah.
Like, he's off the field. He gets out of shape for a little bit because he can't train. He can't practice with the team. Of course his numbers are going to take a hit.
Yeah.
His numbers are going to go down.
The age is tricky, though. At 29, I was just looking up somebody that was arguably the best receiver in football for a little while, DeAndre Hopkins, 32. The last couple seasons, kind of nubby.
But again, this is
fell off a cliff a little bit.
This is a one-year, prove-it year for Deebo Samuel here in Washington.
Yeah.
You're not committed to him for three or four seasons.
It's
a one-year tryout.
That's why you can expect big things from him.
I would think. If Deebo wants a three-year, $95 million deal from the Commanders or somebody else, he better go out and have something close to that 2021 year that he boasted.
Hmm. And if he doesn't?
If he doesn't,
you gave up a fifth rounder.
See you later.
You gave up a fifth rounder.
Back to the drawing board. It's such a great swing.
Fifth rounders are dicey even to make rosters.
They may swing and miss. Maybe he only plays four games. Maybe he's obese. It's a great swing and miss. I mean, it's a great swing.
Yeah,
I would agree.
I'm sure he wants another contract, but this is what we don't know. Mm-hmm. And I have no reason to disbelieve him having great work ethic. None of us know that, right? He's already made $66 million in his career. After this year,
right,
it'll be over $80 million in his career. He may be content, fat, and happy. We don't know that.
No,
you think you don't know that?
He wants a deal.
You think he wants to be washed out of the league at 30 and not play anymore?
I'm saying that he may not work to get in the top shape.
I'm going to guess.
He will.
You don't know his work ethic.
I'm going to guess he's going to be supremely motivated.
JP, he's never been accused of having a bad work ethic.
Saw the dad bod.
I guess he looked a little sloppy at the Super Bowl because he was still dealing with the fallout from pneumonia, the oblique injury, and the calf injury that slowed him down in 2024.
He goes 1,000 miles per hour on the field.
There's no doubt.
Just watch him. He just does.
I know. He embraces contact. Let's go back to the phones. 800-636-1067.
All right, let's go to Mo in Largo. Mo, what's up, man?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my
Hello,
call.
Hello, Mo.
Before we get started, I just wanted a quick shout out to the young man, Lamont Roach. Had a great fight over the weekend. Mm-hmm. Personally, I feel like he was robbed. But, you know, DC boxing, well, just the DMV boxing as a whole put on a great performance over the weekend. So I just wanted to shout them out because that was an incredible effort. I really feel like he won that fight. But as far as the topic at hand, I really feel like it was a great move. I mean, personally, I wasn't looking to acquire Debo beforehand. I figured he would cost us more. And I wasn't the biggest fan of him. But, I mean, for the value and what he can do within our offense and what we need, I mean, it's a home run. So, you know, and we're not tied in, you know, long term, you know, cap's going up. So we got the money. So, yeah, I like the move. Thank you, gentlemen.
I think most people agree with you.
Mo's in on it. He likes it.
All right, let's go to Alex in Silver Spring. Alex, what's up, man? What do you think?
I love the move. As a matter of fact, if you can't compare him to Hopkins, if you want to compare him more to an elder, let's go to Steve Smith Sr., who loves contacts, who's feisty, whoever talks trash to him, he's going to deliver the punch, even by blocking or any way, shape, or form. So with no further ado, I want to report a robbery. That would be the 49ers, the victims.
Uh-huh.
Adam Peters, the robber.
All
and
right.
The weapon to use is negotiations. And, yeah, for a fifth round, man, give me a couple more of those. Have a great day, guys.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I like it. Let's report that robbery.
Yeah, call 911.
They got a third-round pick for Jahan Dotson. I know Jahan Dotson scored in the Super
Bowl
and everything.
Yeah.
Or actually, he didn't score.
He stopped short.
He had a big play in the Super Bowl. Yeah. I don't want to discredit him.
Yeah, good catch.
But still, Jahan Dotson for a third rounder, and then you get Debo Samuel for a fifth rounder?
Right. I'm telling you, I'm looking at the picture that everybody was all upset about, too. I mean, part of it, I think, might be his posture.
Yeah,
could be just a bad pick.
It's a little bit, and
people are upset too.
You got to run around the track twice, lose 10 pounds. You guys are going to.
People are upset too.
Jerseys are rarely flattering on anybody's figure.
Yeah. People are upset too that he was wearing the Eagles jersey.
Well, that's more upsetting than his beer gut or whatever he had.
Well, that just kind of showed you how bad he wanted out of San Francisco.
All I know is everyone calling him fat, you try to tackle him.
Yeah, right.
He'd run you right over.
Right. That guy's a freaking tank. That's what I know. Let me see here. All right, let's go to Jay in Stafford. Hey, Jay, what's up, man? You're on the Junks.
What's up, Junks? Jay, first time caller, long time listener. So, look, you guys worried about Debo holding out?
No.
No, he's under contract
for one more year.
I don't think he's going to hold out.
I mean, guys hold out on one when they only have 1 year left all the time. They don't show up to camp. They don't show up.
Because I don't think Adam Peters would acquire him if there was a threat he was going to hold out, honestly. He knows he has to put up some numbers to get a new deal. I don't think he's going to risk getting fined each day for missing camp.
I mean, if Debo was coming off a massive season, first of all, you wouldn't get him for a fifth-round pick.
Right.
But if he was coming off a huge stat season, then, maybe you talk about, okay, we'll trade for you and extend you. But that's not the case here. He's coming off a subpar year where he struggled with injuries. He's kind of a distressed asset, and you picked him up cheap.
Mar, I haven't heard your take. I only know it's one thing.
I absolutely love it. For the value, fifth round pick, and Debo historically is one of my best player or favorite players in the league. So this is just a win-win.
Your big Debo mark?
Huge
historically
Debo
mark. One of your favorite. Who else is in your favorites?
Believe it or not, I mean, this is coincidental. I also like T. Higgins a lot, Jalen Waddle. But yeah, Debo's
love
up
receiver.
There.
What
attribute does he have that you like that he brings?
He's a tough son of a gun. I mean, that dude, you can give him the rock and he's just going to run someone over every single play.
Right. Does he remind you of your days playing receiver at Stonebridge?
No, not really.
How about Ty Felton? Were you Ty Felton mode?
I was, let me get a couple yards. We're going to get down here.
You think you can run a 4.38?
I'm just saying, he has more in common with Ty Felton than you. He played receiver at the same school.
I'm sure he does.
Did you follow him at Maryland, Ty Felton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Where are they projecting him now after that combine workout?
I don't know, but his stock definitely went up.
Second or third or something? I mean, he put up big numbers. It's not like he's just a combine freak.
I saw somebody on Twitter that basically said Ty Felton is going to blow people away with his...
With his workout.
He did. He said, I have him at 59, and that's too low.
Yeah, I think so.
So, like, he's... seemingly a second round, maybe early third round pick.
Yeah.
Well, I think when you do that kind of workout and then you look at the production's actually there too.
Yeah.
You got to go only but up from that.
You would think.
We'll take more of your calls when we come back. 800-636-1067. What do you make of this deal for Debo Samuel? Also, we will give you the keyword for Buckets and Bets, a great giveaway which we have where we're going to fly you and a friend to Florida. March 20th to 23rd, Seminole Hard Rock Hotel Casino. It's going to be fantastic. So we got that coming up shortly here on The Junkies. Coming up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss your window of opportunity. Upgrade your space now during Blinds.com's anniversary sale and save up to 50% site-wide. Blinds.com. Elevate your windows with the number one online retailer of custom window treatments. Blinds.com offers hundreds of premium window treatment options. Choose from woven wood and Roman shades to blinds, motorized shades, and more. All designed to fit your budget without sacrificing quality. Blinds.com brings the showroom to you with free virtual consultations and samples delivered directly to your door. Fast and free. Our design experts can help schedule a professional measure and installation, plus guidance for DIYers too. Blinds.com has been trusted for 29 years, earning thousands of five-star reviews. Shop with confidence, knowing you'll get upfront pricing, no hidden fees, and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. But hurry, these savings won't last. Shop Blinds.com's anniversary sale happening right now for up to 50% off site-wide. Save up to 50% site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
3 minutes, we're going to give you the keyword for our Buckets and Bets promo. Ooh. Where you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience. That's March 20th through the 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino is your destination for tip-off weekend. We'll give you that keyword in just about 3 minutes.
Pretty sure I saw flops there back in the day on a spring training trip. I think I took a side trip out the old Hollywood FLA.
Oh, I know you did.
Back in the day.
You meet Dave Richard there?
No, that was at a different casino. Oh, different side trip.
If you voted on our poll,
yes.
What grade would you give this Debo?
An A.
Really? I gave it a B.
Because of the compensation. It's just so cheap.
Why? Because he's not a superstar, like current superstar?
No, just
because
I do worry about... I don't think...
What's the downside? Did they waste a fifth-round pick?
Yeah, I mean, the downside would be is if... he doesn't produce, and you're using all that cap space, and maybe...
Put it this way.
I gave it a B. A B is pretty good.
I know, but let me ask you this. If you had the opportunity to make this exact move, mm-hmm. I would do it 100 times out of 100. How many times would you do it?
I would do it.
But is there a time you wouldn't do
it? The only reason
it?
Why I wouldn't do it is if there was something else that's better. Like, if you believe that... Like, a lot of people are still in the T. Higgins camp. If you
Why
believe that you would have been able to get T. Higgins.
Why can't you
I guess
both?
You could.
I know. I listened to Kime and Nikki Jabal and whatever, and they don't think that they're necessarily out of the wide receiver market.
Yeah. I mean, we played the clip from Jay Gruden, and he said they still maybe need a receiver
that
can go
over
the top.
I think this is their splashiest wide receiver move. I don't think they're going to go out and get somebody with a better resume than Debo Samuel.
I don't think they're going to.
Well, I don't know who's available.
To Debo Samuel.
I don't know who's available.
I think you might see maybe, like, say a guy like Amari Cooper is cheap on the free agent market. And you feel like, you know what? We'd like to add Amari Cooper to Terry McLaurin and Debo Samuel, maybe. But I think Cooper is going to draw significant interest in the free agent market, so it might get too pricey. But like a guy like Christian Kirk comes free from Jacksonville, and he's cheap. Maybe that's a guy that you would entertain.
We talked about all the receivers that were available in free agency, and no one was really that excited about any of them. Mm-hmm. We talked about Stephon Diggs. Mm-hmm. We talked about Kirk. We talked about
Chris
Godwin. T. Higgins.
Godwin was a name that came up, but it sounds like he's getting a deal done with Tampa.
Trading for Hill.
You'd have to trade a lot to get a guy like that. But no one was really that excited besides T. Higgins, but you're going to have to give T. Higgins a lot of money.
Would you grade this trade an A?
Of course. Now I'm biased because I like him, but yeah, 100%.
I'd give it an A+. Plus. And then if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but still an A move. Totally worth it.
Yeah, according to PFF, the top free agent wideouts are T. Higgins at 1, Chris Godwin, who looks like he's going to re-sign in Tampa, Amari Cooper at 3, Stephon Diggs at 4, coming off a major injury, and DeAndre Hopkins, mm-hmm. who looked old and slow in the Super Bowl.
Right, so there's just not that much out there.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a great market.
All right, let me give you the key word. The key word for Buckets and Bets, assist. Assist. You can enter now with the keyword assist at thefandc.com for your chance to win that trip to Florida for your ultimate college basketball viewing experience. Assist
there
is
it
your
is.
Keyword.
Go All get right. entered.
Let's go to Ron in Richmond. Hey, Ron, what's up, buddy? You're on the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, look, you know, I'm not concerned about him being a bust because if we had to use that fifth round pick, We don't know what that would have developed into. We don't know whether that would have been worth the fifth-round pick.
Way more likely to be a bust.
Right.
The fifth-round pick.
Basically, Deebo Samuel is your fifth-round pick.
Yeah.
You'll take that.
Exactly. Exactly. Here's the other thing that I haven't heard anybody report on it because I tuned into you guys late. Deebo wanted to come to Washington. He requested that if things were all equal, that he wanted to go to Washington. So,
where'd you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it last night. And the other thing, too, Deebo's been a disgruntled employee since 2022 or 21 when they were negotiating his contract. He realized last year, I don't know whether you guys knew this, but last year they were trying to trade him.
Yeah, he's been on the trade market for a while.
Yes,
yeah,
correct.
So when you got a disgruntled employee, he's not going to be so, chipper to get up in the morning and work out and do the things that he normally would do. So I think we're getting a motivated, all-pro, veteran football player like we got Ertz. And I think he's going to make a heck of a difference in the attitudes in that building, even though, we know we have fighters in there, but Deebo is Deebo.
No, he'll run you over.
He's so Friday, but yeah. Debo's a tough son of a sea biscuit. So
yeah.
I think I give it a B because we're not getting him at his, when he was a rookie or when he.
Yeah, but for what you're giving up, you got to give it an A. Come on. You're giving up a fifth rounder. If you were getting him as a rookie, you'd have to give up first rounders.
I know, but I don't give out A's as willingly as other people do.
You're a tough grader.
All right.
But I think that in that locker room, he'll fit fine, and I think he's a good addition to
the team. I have to just ask you this question, Ron. Same question I asked JP. If you had 100 opportunities to make this exact trade, how many times would you do it?
Oh, I'd do it 100 out of 100, understanding what I'm getting, though. I'm not going to be in the illusion that I'm getting the 2021.
Yeah, Deebo. I mean, it might not work out, but who cares? It's still worth the risk.
Exactly. You just have to keep your expectations. You have to know what to expect when you're getting him now.
Yeah.
And if you understand that, then it's a hell of a trade. If you're looking to get 2021 Deebo, then you're going to be disappointed.
Well, why would you ever why would you ever expect to get a guy's one sort of outlier year? That's kind of crazy.
And he could put up I wouldn't be surprised if he put up close to 2021 numbers, honestly. He's got a quarterback that can get him the ball.
Yeah.
He's got an offensive coordinator that can put him in good positions. If he stays healthy, he's going to put up numbers. He just is. He's that good.
And the reason I say 2021, because you have fans out here that they're just fans. They really don't know anything about the game. They're expecting, they hear all these things about this guy and what this guy has done, and that's what they're looking to get out of him, which is not going to happen. But I think he's going to come in great shape. I think he wants to play with Jaden, and so I think he'll be fine. But I tell you what, though, I think we need to get some offensive and defensive linemen to hell with wide receivers. You can't throw the ball to quarterbacks on his back.
Well, that's going to be part of the equation probably in the draft.
All right, thank you, Ron. I appreciate it. Thank you, buddy.
Uh-huh. Or free agency.
One thing that Kime and Jabala, when I listened to their pod, they brought up is that this actually puts him a little bit – I think he's a little slightly higher paid than Terry – Terry's deal being up this year. So they look for potentially them squaring that up here in the next few months where they give Terry a new deal.
Sure.
He's the highest paid receiver on the team.
Yeah, I mean, why wouldn't you extend Terry McLaurin at this point coming off the season that he just had? And by the way, Deebo in a down year, would still be the second yardage receiver on this most current Commanders team.
Of course.
He's way ahead of Zacchaeus, Noah Brown, Austin Eckler, De'Ami Brown. I mean, he's lapping some of those guys.
Everybody would take him over those guys 100 times out of 100.
Yes.
He's not.
He's been in the league 6 years. He's not over the hill.
Right.
I don't know what people are freaking out about.
It's recency. The last season was not good optics-wise and stats-wise, and that's what's in people's brains.
I don't know. I saw a tweet from Cakes. This is before the deal, I think, came through. And he had a stock market. It was just all pointing down.
I was just talking about the compensation.
Okay.
When I saw it was a fifth-round pick, I was referencing that.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. His market couldn't be softer because he's in the last year of his deal, and he did not have a good campaign in 2024.
Because he was hurt for most of the year.
He was banged up.
Right, that was the reason his numbers sucked. He was a question mark to play in half of those games.
All right, let's go to James in Rockville. James, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, guys. I think you guys nobody's brought this up at all. How do you know
because you know Deebo Samuels is leaving San Francisco because they wouldn't give him an extension. How do you know that Peters and Deebo have not already worked out an extension? And that would not make this trade 100 out of 100 for me. I don't know about for you guys.
Why? If you can get him multiple years for a fifth rounder, why not?
So what if the extension is $30 million a year? You're going to do
I
that?
I don't think that he's going to get $30
million. No, I mean, you
don't know. That's my point is nobody's brought this up. We don't
you're
know
jumping to a conclusion. It's very unlikely that Adam Peters has negotiated an extension before they picked him up.
And that would have been reported.
Why would that be reported? Because they can't do it. There's nothing.
Here's why. Because
they could
all
have
that
discussed
stuff
the parameters.
Well,
they
not,
could have discussed the parameters and say, hey, what's he interested in if he wants to stay?
I'm not saying you're wrong that he could extend him, but it's not going to be $30 million a year.
That's fine, but you're assuming no extension and 1 year. That's great. I agree 100%. If they get him for 1 year, one shot, and he's playing his ass off to get an extension, but I don't think that's the case. I think you guys are wrong. I think they've already worked something out.
Oh, I don't think that's the case.
Well, let's see.
I think Adam Peters reached out to his agent
and
said, we're
calling
interested.
You back in a month.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, if you prove call back and you're vindicated, we'll give you your flowers. But I'm going to guess Adam Peters was on the phone with his agent and said, I mean, we want to acquire him, but we're not going to extend him right now. If he comes to Washington and plays like the way we want him to play, then we'll talk about an extension.
Well, I don't could see them. They could extend him maybe to under market potential rate.
But I mean, how does that serve Deebo?
Well, it might not. Well, just to guarantee some money. He's worried about, guaranteed money.
I don't think he's going to.
I wouldn't be surprised
either
way.
He's going to want to put a better season on tape than what he came off of. To up his value.
I wouldn't be surprised either way. I just think that I don't think he's going to sign a 3-year, $100 million extension.
No, no,
it's not going to be something nuts like that. They wouldn't do that. But if you can get him multiple years, if they extended him by a year and you got him for 2 years for a fifth rounder, I think that's even more of a steal.
All right, let's go to Nick.
Well, what are you worried about the money for? They got plenty of money to spend.
I'm not worried about the money at all. I care less what they do with the money.
Yeah.
Nick!
Yeah, it's not my money. Tell you what, I think this deal... It's perfect because anything after a fourth-round draft pick is basically hit or miss. There's nothing you can do about it. I like Noah Brown and Zacchaeus. I think those receivers will get better and better. I really do. And I'll tell you, as far as, watching our team, everybody wants to come play for us.
Well, it's definitely more attractive with Jaden Daniels under center for other players to come here and make this a destination. Where it used to be like a last resort. Now people want to play in Washington, which is still kind of weird to wrap your head around.
I think sometimes that's overstated. I think they all chase the money.
I mean, that's a huge part of it, too. But
I'm 64, man, and I go back. I won you guys Redskins Fan of the Year contest, the one and only one you had down there on the boat. And it's been a long time. I've been in Alabama taking care of my father. He passed away, but
it's good
to be back in town and good to be back with a football team that everybody wants to be a part of, new fans. It's just, it's incredible. It really is. And you guys have come a long way, man.
Yes, we have. You're right, sir.
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
He's taking us back to when Gus Frat was quarterbacking this team.
What did he say? What was his reference?
We did.
He wanted some sort of trip
on a boat?
We did like a live broadcast. I want to say.
That was the Daryl Green cruise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was right, 1997 when we started.
Yeah, I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right,
that's a lifer right there.
Let's go to Turner, Hollywood, Maryland. Turner, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Turner.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call.
Yep, sure.
Here's one thing that's great about this pickup of Deebo.
Mm-hmm.
You get a good fighting guy with a chip on his shoulder. They can play running back or wide receiver. Plus, you clear up space where you can work on that offensive line, that defensive line, or somebody back at that defensive backfield. Mm-hmm. So, actually, it's a great move.
Kingsbury's got to be ecstatic.
Oh, yeah. He gets a versatile chess piece. He can move all over the offense.
Mm-hmm.
He has to love it.
I mean, Eckler's under contract,
Eckler signed a two-year deal.
Mm-hmm. Two-year, like $10 million deal or whatever.
Yeah.
Between Eckler, Terry, Deebo now.
If Ertz comes back, some
reasonable weapons.
If you get anything in year two from Sinnott.
Once you said anything, I knew you were going to Sinnott.
Sinnott, just give us 25 or 30 catches.
Somebody said it's a good year for tight ends in the draft.
They can't draft the tight end again, can they?
After spending a second rounder on Sinnott, I'm going to say no. I'm going to say they pumped the brakes on that.
Let's go to Steve in D.C. Steve, what's up, man? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing today?
What's up, Steve?
Great.
I give this a solid B, but I don't think we're done yet. I for some reason, I just feel like with this move right here, I got a feeling Diami may be gone. That, and I think they're going to probably get rid of Noah and a couple of others and see if we can make just one more trade in the, before, you know what I'm saying?
Do you have a name that you're thinking of?
I could see us maybe pulling the trigger on, the guy from, what is that, Buffalo?
Amari Cooper?
Yeah, Cooper. Or, you know what I'm saying? I'm still hearing the works for DK. You know what I'm saying? Still hearing, you know, we could offer a nice little package, let's just say, maybe entice them.
Well, that'd be a blockbuster. That would just be a blockbuster.
Yeah, I mean, again,
like, a second third, because we still have a little bit of money to play with, especially if we get rid of, what's his name?
This is a classic fantasy football
player.
Like,
no, because
Debo is
I don't think they're going after another big-time receiver.
Like,
I think that's
and I think, like,
do you know, you could also, I learned this, you could do, like, the NBA, a sign and trade, where you could actually, it's a little bit different, but you can sign a player and trade them to another team as long as you don't trade them back within to another team within the 2-year frame, and it has to be during.
Hey, if you're right on DK, call us back and we'll give you props.
I think it's much more likely that they ink Diami Brown, they bring Diami Brown back on a reasonable contract, get another wide receiver that they like, obviously in the fold, add him to Debo, and then I don't think they're traded for DK Metcalf.
No, I don't think so either.
Cooper.
I could
just
see
draft
them
draft Ty Felton in the second round.
Yes,
and they could do that.
I could
too.
See them doing that, and then you know you've got two kind of older receivers with Terry and Debo, and then you've got your younger guys like with McCaffrey and whoever they draft.
Yep.
Coming up next, we will give you another chance to hear the key word for our Buckets and Bets promo, where we're going to fly you and a friend to Florida, March 20th to the 23rd at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood to watch all the games on a massive LED screen. So stay tuned for that here on the Junkies. So Jason always says he watches the red carpet.
Yeah, I do.
I actually saw like 2 minutes of the red carpet. I think it was Julianne Hough doing interviews when I saw it. But I actually watched the most of the Academy Awards that I have in years.
Because?
I don't know. I guess probably because I
saw
Nora the night before.
Yeah.
Starting at 7 helps.
It started at 7. There wasn't great competition. Mm-hmm. Like there was a basketball game on, but it was OKC against San Antonio.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a fight in that game?
I think there were 3 fights.
Yeah. That would have been more interesting than watching the Oscars, watching fights on the basketball court.
And then, you know, after putting Isabella to bed, it was easy because I could fast forward through the commercials and I caught up. But I thought Conan was pretty good. Here's some of his monologue.
I should have done something. I am excited to be here. Welcome to the 97th Academy Awards. It's Hollywood's biggest night that starts at 4 in the afternoon. Everyone here just had brunch. I don't understand it. But it's the Oscars, and I say, let's do this thing. You ready to go? I am. I'm walking to show I have control of the stage. A complete unknown. A real pain. Nosferatu. These are just some of the names I was called on the red carpet.
I thought he was good. You know, he later referenced, did you guys watch it?
I watched the red carpet. But I probably watched till about 9:30, 9:45.
He later referenced Billy Crystal because Billy Crystal came on stage with Meg Ryan towards the end. And if not the end, maybe they announced Best Picture. I can't remember.
Billy did Best Picture.
Yeah. And he referenced Billy Crystal being the GOAT of hosts. And I did like Billy Crystal's Academy Awards, which apparently hosted 9 times, something like that. He would do his little song and dance, and Conan tried to do a little song and dance. They still have too many categories you'll care about.
There's also too much filler. Like, this will offend Valdez because I know he's a big James Bond mark. I don't know if you saw this or not.
Yeah.
But they did, I think it was like an 8 or 9 minute musical bit in tribute to like the James Bond mm-hmm. movies, which, sorry, that's too long. For an award show that's already criticized for being too long, like, you can't have 10-minute musical bits dedicated to the James Bond series. I'm sorry, you got to trim the fat somewhere.
Halle Berry came on stage to introduce that.
Yeah.
She still looks amazing. I don't know how old she is.
Yeah, I mean, she's got to be like mid-60s, right?
Or, I mean, late, I guess late, she's
late,
aged.
Late 50s, 60, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, her body's banging. She's beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, and?
Well, a lot of women we know hit the wall. She hasn't hit the wall.
Yeah.
Celebrate the movie industry. What a year for the movie industry. Netflix leads all studios with an impressive 18, count them, 18 price increases. Yes. And I think they can beat that next year.
He's kind of
that look, is true.
He's experienced. He's experienced doing his show, and that's kind of like what they do. They deliver jokes like that.
Yeah.
The worst are the bits. The bits when they have the two random actors show up and they do some stupid bit before they introduce animated.
Like best costume. I don't understand the best costume bit with the guy from SNL.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
He was dressed up in the costume of the movie.
But I'll say this. They are a little bit savage with playing the music. Because sometimes, like, when Best Sound wins and there's three or four people accepting,
mm-hmm.
like, if they don't get it in under the wire, they'll just clip the mic. They play the music and clip the mic. Because I saw one group, two guys went up and they were able to talk and get all their thank yous out. The third guy goes up and right as he's right at the mic, music plays and he's talking into it. Mike's dead.
I did enjoy.
I just felt terrible for the guy.
I did enjoy Kieran Culkin calling a shot that he's going to have sex after the award.
Oscar sex.
He's unprotected sex. Yeah.
He's good. He was great in Succession.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And he's, I guess he's really good in this movie that I've never seen, A Real Pain.
I saw that movie too. It's, again, maybe this crop of movies is not for me. It was okay.
You only like Marvel movies, Case.
No, this is not true. I do like movies with a lot of explosions and more action. That part is true, but...
That's just, cousins visiting Poland?
Yes. I mean, kind of a downer premise. Visiting, like, Holocaust sites. Right. I mean...
It's Jeffrey Eisenberg and Kieran Culkin.
Yeah. I mean, again,
Jesse Eisenberg.
Sorry.
Maybe this crop of movies is just not for me. That's the takeaway.
I don't think movies have been for me for about a decade.
Now it's like
maybe longer.
Do I want to waste 2.5 hours on Conclave or the Bob Dylan movie, like A Complete Unknown? I don't know. I've been scarred by this crop of Best Picture nominees.
Coming up in 3 minutes, we will give you the keyword for our Buckets and Bets promo. Did you see Adrian Brody's girlfriend or wife?
I did not.
Mm-mm.
All right. Adrian Brody's a great actor.
Mm-hmm.
He's won 2 Academy Awards now.
Yeah,
he won
20
for The
years
Pianist,
apart, right?
And he won for The Brutalist.
So he has to have Ist on the name of his movie for him to win. Yeah, but hey, I'm not knocking the guy. The guy has 2 more Oscars than this guy has.
Yeah.
So he's doing something right.
And it's obvious. There's no way he would be able to fetch that girlfriend or wife.
Yeah, just
if he wasn't such a silly actor.
Ditto that for most everybody in that crowd.
I know, but he's, I mean, look, I'm no prize. That guy, he's got like the world's biggest nose.
Hey, remember we did a study about the guys with the big schnozzles.
Well, that's true.
He could be packing.
Yeah.
So I mean,
well, then he's John Holmes down
there. He might be.
I don't know why my nose.
He's Dirk Diggler.
My nose should be bigger, Case. I don't understand.
I don't know what's going on there.
Did my girl Zoe Saldana win Best Actress?
She did. She had a good speech. Her speech was pretty moving.
She's one of my favorites.
Yeah. She's very
because
talented.
She's in the Lioness.
Now, again, Emilia Perez.
Mm-hmm.
I know less than nothing about Emilia Perez and what the movie is about.
What subtitles? You won't before it. It's in Spanish.
Yeah. No, I now embrace subtitles because I have tinnitus and I'm losing my hearing. Everything was subtitles.
Mm.
But I know nothing about Emilia Perez. Couldn't tell you one thing about the plot.
She was a huge favorite to win, and I guess.
There's a lot of singing and dancing, which makes me think I'm 1,000% out. This crop of movies Not for cakes.
We talked about Enora earlier in the show. Cakes and his wife hated it.
Not a big
I
fan.
Liked it. Valdez liked it. Different
Valdez
degrees.
Valdez sounded like he barely liked it. It was okay.
I liked it.
I mean, you gave it a three.
I had issues with it, but I liked it.
I mean, a three
It is not a Best Picture movie. It's entertaining, but it's not a Best Picture movie.
I think had it not had the Best Picture hype, I might have liked it a little bit more. Not a lot more.
So you raised the bar too high.
I'd heard too much hype going in.
I just went out with my wife. I got my IPA. I got some silly chicken quesadillas delivered. And just enjoyed it. I thought it was fun.
I spent $6.
Maybe it was a night out.
Hey, that's a blanket movie for JP. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely.
It's very diddly.
A lot of cheeks.
I spent $6 on it, and I wish I had that $6 back. And JP spent a lot more than $6.
You know what? The first half of the movie, this is a movie which EB always raves about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm.
That Project X movie. Okay. Remember that? You liked it?
Very entertaining.
There's like a half of the movies like that where they're just like bouncing around clubs. I don't know if it's half.
Yeah,
they're bouncing around
the
clubs.
The first half of the
movie
is sex. Is that just in strip clubs?
Drugs.
Him banging her.
Right.
Sniffing lines of coke.
You didn't like that?
I mean, it's fine. It's just not.
That's the only reason he gave him it,
too.
It's
not a Best Picture worthy movie.
That sounds kind of interesting to me.
I think you'd like it.
Honestly, I can't give a Best Actress award to a chick that's like
naked half the movie.
Naked half the movie. She's doing these weird things with her hands and in certain places. Mm-hmm. Like, it was kind of off-putting.
Yeah.
But well, hey, you know Eric won't like it.
No,
I actually think
he
might enjoy it a little bit.
I mean,
a little bit. A little bit. Only because like of the nudity and the sex.
Jason, I'm begging
Sounds
you to watch
titillating.
It.
I'm out.
You,
to
watch you told
it.
Me it's not good.
Do?
You gave it a two.
What
I'm
do
not
I have to
watch
do?
That.
I
it's not good.
It's pay-per-view at this point if I want to watch
it. I think now you can get it on Amazon Prime for like $5.
Yeah, I rented it for $6.
On Amazon Prime?
I mean, Apple Plus TV, but I'm sure it's available on a lot of different platforms.
I'd rather watch Reacher.
I threw out
Reach,
there.
Yeah, I'm sure you can say that.
I asked people for like recommendations for my flight, and shocker, I just ended up on Full Swing, season 3 of Full Swing. That's why I watched like 2 episodes of that.
I watched the first two. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, we've been telling people you can win a trip to Florida for the ultimate college basketball viewing experience, March 20th to 23rd. Odyssey's Buckets and Bets at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino, Hollywood. Your destination for tip-off weekend. You can enter now with the keyword assist at thefandc.com, theteam980.com, and thefanrichmond.com for your chance to win. Coming up next, Sam Fortier, beat reporter for the Washington Post, on the Debo Samuel deal.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.